Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we're continuing working through some of the chapters in Mark's Gospel. Today we come to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11 begins with the story of Jesus coming into Jerusalem. And we know this is going to be a massively significant point in the ministry of the Lord Jesus. Up until this point, Jesus has been teaching, he's been growing the 12 disciples, putting a lot into their lives. He's been healing the sick, there's been all manner of miracles and wonderful things happening. But now he's going to embark on a journey which he knows is going to lead to him being crucified, but also he will be raised from the dead. The first thing that I notice is that there's a real sense of preparation going on. Jesus has obviously got connections, things are happening to pave the way for this entry into Jerusalem and eventually to having the Last Supper with the disciples and going to the cross. The preparation takes place in terms of Jesus has already chosen the route into Jerusalem and he's chosen the animal that he will ride on into Jerusalem. Someone has obviously got the news that there is a colt which will be tied up, which no one has ever ridden, and they're to untie it and to bring it here. And if anyone asks, why are you doing this, say, the Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly. This kind of preparation, in one sense, it seems quite mundane compared to some of the events that were about to happen. But it simply shows us that Jesus planned things very carefully. He didn't do this out of bravado. There was no sense of showing off or any bad motives. It was demonstrating humility. He would not come in on a glorious white horse like we see depicted in the book of Revelation. He would come on this very humble animal. And all that was needed was to say to the people, the Lord has need of it. And there's no question asked, there's no panic about is this animal being stolen. It's like a code, they know, that's it, they let it go. And you know, I think those words we could develop far more, we don't have time. The Lord has need of it. If the Lord has need of it, then we've got to give it. It could be in terms of our possessions, our time, all manner of things. If the Lord says, I've got need of it, we need to say, I release it. Lord, I give it to you. Well, they enter Jerusalem. They bring the colt to Jesus. And what we read is people throw their cloaks over it. And also on the road, they spread these branches that they'd cut in the fields. They're making way for the arrival of the king. In fact, we know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's interesting that this custom of putting down the branches, making a softer pathway, was a real sense of honour. I remember very much when I had the privilege of going into the Congo that robes were thrown down. There was a pathway of clothes on the road, on the aisle that was leading up to the platform in the church. It's just a sense of honour. People cry out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. There was a very real sense among some, Jesus is very, very special and needs to be honoured. We know there's other things going on, and that's not mentioned here in Mark. But the honouring of Jesus, the respect of Jesus, the fact that he's king but coming on a donkey, the fact that he's Lord and he's coming in humility. Fantastic things. But we must pause. We're going to have some worship. And then my good friend Patrick will join us just to reflect a little more on this story of Jesus coming into Jerusalem in Mark 11.
Come set aside the thoughts of the day. Lay down our lives and humbly we pray. Jesus, in your name we bow down and give glory to the King of all kings. Renew our minds, let our hearts be changed. Strengthen us to walk and not faint. Jesus, in your name we bow down and give glory to the King of all kings. We worship you in spirit and in truth, for you are Lord of heaven and the earth. All glory, honor and all praise are yours now and forever, forever and always. Renew our minds, let our hearts be changed. Strengthen us to walk and not faint. Jesus, in your name we bow down and give glory to the King of all kings.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward. I've joined Richard now to look further at the story that we find in Mark chapter 11 of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Richard, how significant is this point in Jesus' ministry? Is it a key moment?
It's very much a key moment because we know that Jesus had been on the earth for 30 or so years. But this was going to be the end of his physical life on earth. He was going to go to the cross. So it's massive. It's really big.
Now, this colt and this part of the story about the disciples going to fetch this colt and it would be there and so on, I keep asking myself, why is that so detailed in the story, do you think?
It's simply because, you know, Jesus did have detail. We know the Lord Jesus is amazing, but it's just so incredible, isn't it, that there are certain things that are very well prepared as well as the great spontaneous. And, you know, usually someone's ever so spontaneous and not too prepared, or some people are meticulously prepared and have no spontaneity in them.
Yeah.
But Jesus had both.
Yeah.
And I think this is an illustration of Jesus getting things right in a sense which those who like to work that way will be very pleased.
And then in verse 8 we have these people, you know, laying down the palm branches and all of this. Why did the people respond in that way? How much about Jesus would they have known?
Well, of course, the sad thing is that we know that despite this glorious welcome and all of the praise, they hadn't fully grasped everything that was going on, and the idea of the cross and the suffering and the shame had not really gripped them to any depth. But they certainly, at this stage at least, recognised he was someone to honour. And people can honour in different ways, different cultures. I mean, in our culture, something that honours would be different to what honours in another culture.
Mm.
But this putting down their cloaks, putting down the branches, this was the way of saying, you're special and we welcome you.
It certainly is an extraordinary picture, isn't it? You can almost picture it, can't you, of Jesus on this colt. The triumphant entry is how it's often described, and it sounds very triumphant, doesn't it?
Well, yes, it does. And, of course, Jesus is going to be victorious, which, again, is a kind of an irony for us, isn't it? We think of victory of if all of those people in the crowd had been struck dead and prevented from doing anything to Jesus. But actually to go through it, to suffer, to die, was going to be victory. So, yes, it was a victory march. Yeah. He was going to conquer sin, death, the devil.
And they shouted, Hosanna. What does Hosanna mean?
Well, it's an expression of praise and worship. It means to save. And it's kind of, Hosanna, save us.
Right.
Hosanna, we worship you. Hosanna, we praise you, but Saviour, and of course the Messiah, the Saviour, Christ, was coming into the Jerusalem.
Yeah, a very big occasion. The first thing Jesus does, as we learn towards the end of the passage, he goes to the temple as the first thing he does. Why does he do that?
Well, the temple was a picture of God being worshipped and honoured. That's why it was built. Now, we know it deteriorated from that glorious aim and vision and became money changers and making fortunes and all of that.
Mm.
But I think it was his father's house. Remember, that was the expression that he used. And so, in a sense, it's like coming home. And this is where the presence of God was felt. And it was in that temple, of course, that there was a curtain that when he dies will be ripped into, the way to the Father is open again.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.